Blog Talk Radio.
My pleasure and my delight to be with you. Our call-in number for tonight is 1-347-826-7543. Or if you're listening on the internet, I thank you and appreciate you. Those in the chat room, thank you very much for hanging out with me tonight. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, we are an organization that is all about empowering, encouraging, and inspiring our women and their families. Thank you so very much if you're a longtime follower of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show we've been on for quite a few years now, and I'm always excited and delighted to hear from you. So keep the questions coming, keep logging in to the message board, and sending me emails after the show. To send your email, the email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. If you're a first-time listener, Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long- and short-term goals, assisting them in housing, financial aid, and learning skills. We're an advocacy program and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our mission is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, and nutrition classes. We also talk to you about entrepreneurship, relationships, and just how to live the best life that you can. I'm the director, and I'm dedicated to making a difference. And I just want you to know that each and every day that we are here, you are also making a difference in somebody else's life. So if you would like more information, please feel free to contact me after the show at icwdirector@gmail.com, or my telephone number is 757-567-6734. We have lots of information to share with you, as always. And if you want to go to the website, it is issuesconcerningwomen.com, so you can check that out as well. As you know, it is Women's History Month. So I'm so excited to share with you each week something that I research and find out about, and I want to share it with my listening audience, because so many times we don't go any further than what we see and what we know. Because, of course, we know all about our heroic and women and our sheroes like Rosa Parks and Sojourner Weaver, you know, Turner. But then Harriet Tubman, you know, those are just a few off the top of my head that I can think of. But then there are others that are unsung heroes that you don't hear a lot about, and I like to research and find out about those things. If you are just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, and I'm Francine Humphrey. The song that you were listening to at the beginning of the show was called Day by Day. So my mantra is to live day by day. I can't change yesterday. Today I am here in the living, and tomorrow I don't know what's going to happen. So I have to live day by day. So today we want to take a little bit of time to celebrate our Women's History Month. I have a few public service announcements that I would like to make and share with you. So if you're in the Hampton Roads area, on March the 16th, which is a Sunday, we are having a Women's Day celebration at 5606 Virginia Beach Boulevard, and that's Suite 201, Virginia Beach, Virginia, and it's being hosted by Greater Than Faith, which is my church. And also, right after that program, and it starts at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., right after that, we're having our Sisters Network program, which is from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Now, Sisters Network, if you're not familiar with that, is a African-American organization that gets the word out about breast cancer. And I guess I can state it that way in just a nutshell. So what we do is community advocacy, again. We enlighten you, give information about Sisters Network, about breast cancer, the silent killer. We can't be silent anymore. We have to talk about it, discuss it, give those who don't or may not even know where to go as a support group. So we do all of that. And it's going to be at the same location, 5606A Virginia Beach Boulevard, Suite 201. And that's Virginia Beach, Virginia. And it's right near Newtown Road at the Executive Code Center. If you're listening on Internet and you're in some other state, if you would like more information about some of the programs that we offer, I will be glad to share information with you. I had the awesome privilege today of attending the Women of Power Luncheon at the Town Point Club in Norfolk, Virginia. It was hosted by the Urban League, and it was an awesome day. We actually had a fantastic time there, and I was so thrilled to see the women in the room that had just come together to socialize, to network, to have a terrific lunch, and also to listen to the speaker who was Jody Wagner, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name right because I don't have the program in front of me, but she gave an awesome testimony about women. She's an entrepreneur, works on many committees, is an advocate for organizations. She's run for political parties in the past. Not sure if she's going to run again in the future. Also owns her own company. So she is a woman that's all about her business and all around town, and so many of you probably know her if you live in Hampton Roads. But she gave an awesome testimony today about her life, how she got started doing what she was doing, who her mentors were. And she listed her mother and her mother-in-law as her mentors, which I thought was fabulous and fantastic. And one of the questions that they asked today was, who was your mentor? So that's what I want you to think about, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the line as well. Who is your mentor? Who is the person that has influenced you the most? Who is the person that has been there for you from the beginning? Who has had your back, you know, good, bad, or indifferent? Who has encouraged you, inspired you? And the thing that was so awesome about the actual question today was that when we each talked about our mentor, and we just talked among ourselves at the table, so it's about eight women at each table, you should have seen the smiles that came on the faces of these women as they talked about the woman who had inspired them. Now, for me, of course, I have two women that have always inspired me, which is my mother and my grandmother. And my grandmother has gone on, and she died the year that my son was born, which is 1992. So I, you know, always think about her often. Her birthday is in June, too. It's coming up soon. But she was about 5'2", a very feisty woman, very, very loving and kind and compassionate. She was the woman that told me all about the Lord, how to serve, how to believe that anything that I wanted was possible, that I had a voice, and that I could speak. And my mother was the same way, because for so long I wouldn't say anything. And I know you can't believe that if you know me now, I wouldn't talk because I thought that I didn't have anything interesting to say. But I've learned over the years that I have a voice and that I am a voice and an advocate for other women who otherwise would not be heard. So I'm always thinking about how I can make the community better, how I can face and help debunkle some of the myths that are put out there about women and about the things that they do. How can I help women start their own businesses and have a fantastic career and a great life? How do they find the balance in that? And I talked about that last week and the three things that you needed to do. So if you missed the show, you can go back into the archives and listen to the show and find out all about it. So the wonderful thing about having your own radio show is you get to talk about topics that are near and dear to your heart. So tonight, I'm going to be talking to you about women's history and what every American should know about women's history. There are so many events that have taken place over the past 200 years, and some of them never get talked about. Some women are unsung heroes, and even you may know someone who is a pillar in the community who works really hard, but nobody ever talks about her or gives her an award. But you know who she is. So if you have a mentor that is still with you, and this came from the meeting today, so this is it. You know, I'm just sharing what I learned today and because it was a great experience. And your mentor is still with you, and you're able to contact that person, even if it was a teacher, and maybe you have their email address, or you can send them a little short note letting them know that you're thinking about them. But if you can call them on the phone, and just tell them how they have impacted your life. I'm definitely going to do that with my mother tonight when I finish the radio show. I'm going to call her and just let her know that I'm celebrating women's history, and she is a part of that because without her, I would not be here. And she was the one who encouraged me to speak and to know that I had a voice as well and that I needed to be heard and I had things to say. So I really, really appreciate my mom and also my grandmother. And, you know, she was just a feisty woman. That was my girl, and I miss her dearly, but I always know that she's always with me because wherever I go, she goes with me. I can still hear her voice sometimes when I'm about to make a decision that's probably not good or healthy for me. I can still hear her words and her, I can still see her smile and her kindness that she always offered to me. I was her first granddaughter, so, you know, of course, she spoiled me, and that was okay. I enjoyed every minute of it as she did. She was the one who taught me how to be a lady. She wore her gloves and her hats, and I model her all the time with the hats that I wear, and whenever I do that, I'm always thinking of her. So anytime I cock my head to the side, I'm thinking about Miss Maggie. She was something else. So I'm going to talk to you tonight about Aletha Gibson, and she was a tennis player, a professional tennis player. And this is on the, when I did the research, it was all about civil rights and social reform because we, you know, we have different issues that we like to discuss, but we always know that there are always barriers to overcome and hurdles to that we can't even jump high enough to clear. But we do what we can do. We extend the olive branch to those that we know. My mentor was my mother and my grandmother, and there are so many other women that have inspired me, and I, you know, always, always appreciate them. Whenever I see them, I do tell them who they are, and they know who they are. And if you know that a woman needs help, then your obligation, and I'm going to use that word, is to reach down and to help her. If she's down, to help her up, or to reach back and give a helping hand, because that's what it's all about. It's not always about what you're going to get out of it. If you do what you're supposed to do, you're always going to be blessed, and that's the wonderful thing about this wonderful, wonderful earth that we live on. Things are always going to come to you when you're doing the right thing, when you're believing in yourself, when you know without a shadow of a doubt who you are, and you don't let anyone change the way that you think about yourself. Even in times of trials and tribulations, you know the firm foundation that you stand on. You know the shoulders that you stand on and all the women that have uplifted you. And you now have the obligation to do the same for the young women that are coming up behind us. So I'm excited tonight about this show, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of the program. We have about 15 more minutes, so I'm just going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to get started with our Women's History Month celebration. Back, and thank you for holding. If this is your first time tuning into the show or you're just tuning in tonight, we are talking about women's history. It's Women's History Month, what every American should know about women's history, the struggles that we've been through, and the outcomes that have been great for so many women, so many powerful women in the world. It would take more than a month for me to go through all that there is to say about women's history, but I'm going to take every Thursday that I'm on for the month of March. I may have to extend it to April. We'll see. And talk about, some little unknown history facts about our women. So in 1950, Aletha Gibson breaks the color barrier in professional tennis. Again, when I was researching civil rights and social reform. In 1950, Aletha Gibson became the first African-American to play in the U.S. Open National Championship games at Forest Hill, effectively desegregating professional tennis for both men and women. Aletha Gibson, by all measures, should not have succeeded in escaping the poverty of her Harlem childhood. Growing up in the Harlem of the late 1930s and 1940s, Gibson developed a tough kid attitude that led to school truancy and episodes of running away. At various times in her rough and tumble childhood, Gibson was a client of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children and a recipient of the welfare system. Her saving grace always was her determination and her athletic ability. After she won the Police Athletic League and the Parks Department paddle tennis competition, musician Buddy Walker, recognizing her and ability, took her to Harlem River tennis courts, where she began to learn the game of tennis. Before long, the Harlem Cosmopolitan Tennis Club collected donations for her to become a member and to take tennis lessons. In 1942, she won the girls' single New York State Tournament, sponsored by the All-Black American Tennis Association. She won several more ATA tournaments in 1944 and 1945, but her game was badly in need of more discipline and more coaching. When wealthy businessmen offered Gibson a home, secondary schooling, tennis instructions, and an encouraging and supportive atmosphere, Gibson was on her way. She graduated from Wilson Industrial High School in South Carolina, acquired the skills she would need both on and off the courts to win the big-time tennis tournaments, including self-respect and self-discipline, cooperation, and poise. From 1947 to 1956, Gibson won 10 consecutive ATA National Women's Singles Tournaments. In 1950, Gibson enrolled in Florida A&M University. Efforts to bring Gibson into the still-segregated grass court invitationals met with resistance. But when tennis champion Alice Marble declared in 1950, July, issue of American Lawn Tennis magazine that Gibson was not being judged by the yardstick of ability, but by the fact that her pigmentation is somewhat different, the Orange Lawn Tennis Club extended an invitation. In turn, this led to an invitation to the 1950 National Championship Games at Forest Hills, the most prestigious American tennis tournament. Gibson was the first African-American of either sex to play at Forest Hills. A year later, in 1951, Gibson became the first African-American of either sex to play at Wimbledon, the world premier tennis tournament. Still lacking the confidence needed for success, victory in those tournaments continued to elude Gibson until 1956, following a State Department sponsored tour as a member of the U.S. tennis team in Southeast Asia. She won the Indian and the ASIC women's singles titles, as well as several European titles. With renewed confidence, she returned to Wimbledon in 1956, winning the women's doubles championship that year. The following year, 1957, was to be Gibson's year. She won the singles title at Wimbledon, the women's doubles title, and national clay court and Forest Hill singles titles. Gibson returned once more to Wimbledon in 1958 and once again won the singles and doubles titles. When she retired in 1959, Gibson had accomplished what no other African-American woman had ever done. She integrated tennis for all time. She won the national singles championships at Forest Hills, and she won the Wimbledon singles and doubles titles in back-to-back years. The Associated Press voted Gibson Woman Athlete of the Year in 1957 and 1958. Gibson was also named to the Lawn Tennis Hall of Fame and the Black Athletic Hall of Fame. We are talking about Miss Gibson, who won the first professional tennis championship in 1950, Aletha Gibson. That is such powerful information, and I wanted to share that with you tonight. And even though we know that we have African-Americans in the tennis arena now more than ever before, I wanted to share that with you because I think it's a powerful testimony of how far we've come and how the barrier was broken in the 1950s. So if you want more information, you just have to go and Google it and find out more about some of the wonderful and awesome women that are in our women's history books that we don't get to read about, that we don't learn about in school, that nobody teaches us. I know that it was inspirational to me to find out all about this, and I just wanted to share that with you. It has been such an awesome journey this month as I study and I look at all the success that women have made, and women of all colors and all backgrounds, and all the accomplishments and all the things that they've done so that we could be where we are right now for such a time as this. It has just been an awesome, awesome journey. And we're only 6 days into the month, so I'm really getting into it. I'm really enjoying it. And if you would like more information, you can reach me at icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can call me after the program at 757-567-6734, and I can tell you more about Women's History Month and all the things that are going on this month. There's so many different programs that are happening. I know that I'll have more announcements as the days and weeks go on in the month of March. Also, on tomorrow morning, if you live in Hampton Roads, I will be on 1270 AM Joy, the Gospel Station, at 11:15 to 11:30. And the program the local program is called Faith Break. And I actually get an opportunity to take 15 minutes to just give other words of inspiration to let you know that there's someone who cares about you, someone who is thinking each and every day on how I can make Hampton Roads just a little bit better or give somebody a smile. And I hope that you can tune into the show. If you live out of town, you may be able to get it on the internet, and you have to go to 1270 AM, and I believe it's just Joy 1270 AM, the gospel station, and you may be able to get it on the internet as well. But I actually do the show live here. I've been on local radio since 2002, and I love it immensely. I get, again, the opportunity to share some of the things that are on my mind and my heart, and to always be mindful of who I'm speaking to, that my listening audience may gain some knowledge and information from anything that I share. So I hope that you will continue to listen to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. We'll be back on next week at Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please tell somebody about our show. And I hope that you can share what I shared with you tonight. And just know that there's so many more women that we need to celebrate, not just in the month of March, but all the months, because each and every day is a moment and a day to celebrate a woman, because without women, of course, none of us would be here. And I love the fact that we get to speak and to teach about empowering our women. There is so much information out there, and I hope that you get the opportunity to take advantage of it and attend the program this month for Women's History Month. I know that the Southeastern Art Association of Virginia is planning a fabulous program at the end of the month, so I would have more information about that. I would even encourage you, if you live in Hampton Roads or the D.C. area, to go and visit the Women's Museum in Washington, D.C. I have not had the opportunity to do that, and I would really love to do that. So if there are any sister girls out there listening that want to take a train trip with me to Washington, D.C., just let me know. I would be more than happy to put that together. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to put it together anyway. But just email me at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can call me at 757-567-6734. I am always thrilled to hear from you. Keep the questions coming. Some of the questions I get to answer, if you ask me, I answer them by email, so that's the easiest way for me to answer your questions. If you want to learn more about Issues Concerning Women, you can just go to our website at issuesconcerningwomen.com. It's just like it sounds. It's real easy. And I always look forward to reading the messages here at Blog Talk Radio. So we have about 2 minutes. So I just want you to know that I will be back next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to share more with you about women's history, to share more with you about issues concerning women and all the programs that we do. I am an advocate for women and their families. I love what I do. I get the awesome privilege to speak to women all over the United States, and also know that women are listening to the program in different countries, and that always throws me, bites me. So tune in again next week to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I am going to have more great information for you and possibly a fantastic guest as well, because sometimes I have guests on the show, and if you continue to follow me, you'll see that. But sometimes I need to take the time to share information that I have researched and I have found. Also, be on the lookout for two of my books. There's Power in the Plan, and I know it should have been released earlier this year, but I won't rush anything, and I have to do it in decent order. And also, the other book is The Female Negotiator. So that will be coming out soon as well. So have a fabulous evening. I thank you for hanging out with me for the past 30 minutes. And I look forward to you being with me next week on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. So have a wonderful evening. God bless you. For the past 30 minutes, you have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Humphrey. Her telephone number for local calls is 757-567-6734. If you live out of the state of Virginia, you can also use that number, but just use a 1-1-757-567-6734. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.